to St James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Listen for Jesus' Voice.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 62, and verse 6 to 10.
I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the prize of the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, never again will I give your grain as food for your enemies, and never again will foreigners drink the new wine for which you have toiled. But those who harvest it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather the grapes will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, raise the banner for the nations.
The New Testament is taken from Acts chapter 12 and then 25 to 13 to 17.
Then after completing their mission, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem and brought with them John, whose other name was Mark. Now in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manning, a member of the court of Herod, the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Cilicia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John also assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they met a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man who summoned Barnabas and Saul and wanted to hear the word of God. But the magician, Elmas, for that is the translation of his name, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? Now listen, the hand of the Lord is against you, and you'll be blind for a while, unable to see the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he went about groping for someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. Then Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. John, however, left them and returned to Jerusalem. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. And thank you, Dave. I didn't realize there were so many names and places.
A lot of Greek names going on there.
So well done for that. So we're still in that season of Easter, thinking about the implication of Jesus' resurrection for us. And one occasion is that, as I was saying, one of the implications is that the Holy Spirit is now freely being freely given to anyone, not just the Jews who were the holding of God's revelation through the Old Testament, but also the rest of the world at the time was called the Gentiles. And in our New Testament, we have something about a church praying and fasting and receiving a word from God through the Holy Spirit, a clear direction to set apart Barnabas and Saul for a mission. In St. James, we are starting a series on hearing God's word. And thank you, Dave, for leading the first talk and making us think about hearing God's voice through Jesus. We looked at the passage of the post-resurrection story of the two disciples to the Emmaus, reminded that it has all the marks of a true story, not a story that was invented by a writer to give us some kind of spiritual or deep truth, but a true story that really happened. Two people walking with their questions and their disappointment towards an insignificant town called Emmaus. And on that journey, Jesus come along. They don't recognize him, but Jesus asks them a question. And he meets them where they are in their disappointment, not without a rebuke. And then through that conversation, he opens their heart and their mind to who Jesus is and what the significance of his death and resurrection were. That same work was also at work in Paul and Barnabas, led by the Holy Spirit. They were now, in a sense, the new Jesus, because Jesus was living in them, proclaiming the good news of the resurrection. And that was also done just with words, but with demonstrations, acts of power. And so as a church and as a Christian, as we explore how to hear God's voice, do we believe that God speaks sometimes as clearly as in that church, telling us sometimes very clear direction? Do we take the time to pray and sometimes have fasting accompanying our prayers? Do we sometimes hear God so clearly that we can say sometimes words that feels quite strong, the words that Paul said to this man who was misleading a man who was looking for answers through his obedience and Paul's boldness? The story ends with a man who finds God, a proconsul, who saw what has happened and believed and was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. Yesterday, as I was listening to the talk, that little phrase in that story of the disciples to the Emmaus, that their hearts were burning as Jesus was taking them through scriptures and telling how scripture were talking about him, reminded me, when was the last time my heart was burning when someone was explaining scripture and leading to show all that Jesus has achieved through his death and resurrection? It's certainly my prayer that when I speak, whether in church or to a friend, that somehow Jesus will use me and that somehow something will change in the heart of the listener, like something that changed in the heart of that man, and that it will come closer to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the instruments of God's rescue, and that they will be astonished by the reality that Jesus is still alive, a reality that he answers prayers, and that when we trust and follow him, things amazing happen. So I would encourage you, if you're listening now or later, to pray that you will know Jesus intimately and hear his voice and his guiding hand and see in your own life answer to prayers. So let's pray for our church, for the world, and for ourselves. But let's do it in faith and trust, knowing that Jesus is alive and at work, and he's powerful. Our Heavenly Father, you who created the heavens that we do not see, and the earth, the universe that we do see. Even if we look now through our window, we see trees and nature and birds, and we are amazed at the complexity and the beauty and the creativity. And something of that power, that creativity, that life, you want to see also in us and in your church, the resurrected power. Lord, teach us as a church, as individuals, as we think about how to hear you more clearly. Give us experience of your voice and your guidance. Certainly in a time of the church where it would be so easy to restart doing things for the sake of it, and miss your plan. By your Holy Spirit, bind us together with that assurance that in your own time you will guide us and help us to be steady in what we know we should do and to resist the temptation to pick up things we shouldn't.
The words that stood out to me this morning was about the straight path in Isaiah, picking up stones that are getting in your way. And then the magician who's making a crooked path. And God, I pray for those moments in our church life, in our personal life, where we feel like the paths are twists and turns, and they're not clear ahead of us. It's misty. We're almost blind like the magician is. And so, Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit just to come and open our eyes, to make our path straight and to remove the obstacles. And Lord, would you help us to have a gospel message that is simple, that is life-giving and isn't burdensome, isn't a maze, but a straight one. So Lord, I thank you for that image. And I just pray that wherever we put our energies as a church, as people of God, Lord, that you just, they would be the right ones, that we have been waiting on you to figure out what this new season is for St. James's Church and for the church in the UK. Lord, would you help us? Help us to have straight paths where we can walk and we can run easily without stumbling, like the psalm said. And I pray that as for our PCC as well. I thank you, Lord, that they had an away day together. And when decisions are made, Lord, I pray that we would be looking to the Holy Spirit for guidance about what we're to put our energies into as a church, to where to focus, where is your growth, and what people do you want us to reach to in this time? Help your mission to be simple, God, for us, and not overly complex, full of strategy, but one that we can easily see and join in with. Open our eyes, God. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.